Hi, I'm Jody Paulson with What They Don't Tell You. As I speak, Resident Bush is in big trouble. His approval rating is below 40%, 2% for African Americans, folks, and that ain't no joke. And more Americans want to see him impeached than wanted Bill Clinton impeached on the eve of his actual impeachment. As the Bush White House continues to become embroiled in scandal, chaos, and paranoia, it's tempting to compare this administration with that of Nixon. And by my yardstick, Bush far outdoes Nixon in terms of nastiness, vindictiveness, arrogance, heck, anything but intelligence. Of course, I can't claim any recollection of the details of Nixon's presidency as they actually occurred, though I'm sure it impressed my toddler's psyche with a lifelong distrust of the government. But correct me if I'm wrong, Nixon's real downfall was his paranoia. Watergate was about bugging and stealing from the Democratic National Convention. Bush's Waterloo, on the other hand, has to do with his administration's proclivity to smear and kick around anyone who gets in their way. So when Joseph Wilson started criticizing Bush's claim that Saddam Hussein was seeking uranium from Niger to make nuclear weapons, suddenly a bunch of reporters hear about his undercover CIA wife, and Robert Novak actually writes about it. So, whereas Nixon kept a secret enemies list, Bush's enemies are as visible as Saturday morning roadkill. Just look for the smear. Nixon was sneaky and subtle enough to earn the nickname Tricky Dick. For the Bush-era Republicans, however, I'd say the watchword is hubris. What word better describes these words from now-indicted former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay? When told that smoking on government property was against federal regulations, DeLay responded, "I am the federal government." However, as self-professed born-again Christians DeLay and George W. Bush ought to know, the Bible says pride goeth before a fall. And if history's any indication, the neoconservatives who have infested our government have a very long way to fall indeed. I'm Jody Paulson, and I just thought you should know.
To listen to archive editions of What They Don't Tell You, go to radio.indymedia.org or www.radioforall.net.